Thanks, Angela. I just want to close and thank all the members of TAC and UAC. Could you please stand and just be recognized if you're here? I want to give special thanks to two individuals who have been indispensable to me over the last 2 years in helping to organize the work of this community and to facilitate it. One is Sybil Schaefer, who is now at the University of California, San Diego, and I don't believe she's present. Is that fine? And the other one is Gordon Danes from Brigham Young University, who has been and will continue. Gordon will continue to be the chair of the User Advisory Council for another 2 years, which means that, one thing, he thinks it's a pretty nice thing to do. So, there you go. That's it for our comments at this point. We'd like to take any questions that you have.
For any of us.
For any of us, yeah. Yes?
Ed Gallagher from the University of Pittsburgh. Angela, are you able to give us any sort of time frame on when the new public interface?
Well, the goal is that in the first quarter of next year that user interface will be there. So that's why we want the development process to start in September, even while all of the decisions will not have been made on every single facet or component of it, and why we are trying to very carefully arrive at a scope of work that is achievable. So every single persona, probably in this first iteration, will not be there, but it will be up to the working group, which the member rep, by the way, for that group is Mark Custer, and I apologize for not indicating that, Mark. But Mark is really, you know, the leader from your member community on this and is pushing very hard to keep us to our commitment that this be a process that results in usable interface sooner rather than later. Did you want to add anything, Mark?
Yeah, not much. I mean, we are very, anxious.
Motivated. You're motivated, right?
We're anxious. For a variety of reasons. We're hopeful that we can do it in summer 2016. But yeah, I would hope that we can go to spring.
Kari?
Did you extend the little bit and explain that the differences in the complementary of the training with the archive space team and literacies? And are there multiple training opportunities that are
There are multiple training activities right now. Lyrisys provides training to onboarding of its hosties and some demonstration of the application for those people interested in hosting. We provide more extensive, the Archive Space team program provides more extensive training, 2-day training, covering the basics, 1-day training covering the digital object module to institutions that invite us in to do that. We were just, two of our trainers were just at Stanford University 2 weeks ago, Dan? Or Stan? Last week. And as I said, we have 4 workshops coming up this fall. The first one is going to be at Harvard in the middle of September, another one at Mississippi State University at the end of September. We have an agreement to do a workshop for Amherst College and maybe a couple of the other 5 colleges. Not yet scheduled, but it will be in the fall. And we'll be doing training for Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Kingsville in early December in Corpus Christi. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if I have interest in the people in the area that are interested yet, and part of it was sort of waiting for some of the things in the application to be here before going ahead with that training, and so being on TAC, There's a few things of that that are still waiting to roll out before I have to do that training. But that's just a big opportunity to follow up on this. We're doing that maybe in different parts of the law, so it's going to be a lot of conversation.
Okay. Good to hear. Robert, you were going to say something.
I think that's a good question from an expansive standpoint. John, I'm going to point to you for in a second, so get ready to stand up.
Okay.
So what's, again, just kind of what's the role of an org home and then a community that the org home sits in? So the definition was fairly specific with the org home of things to try to do to help the community get off the beach and into the water, if you will. And it's done an amazing job. I'm coming in and watching this going, well, I would have killed to have a program like this in the last venture that I was in. And I think what the exciting part for us is how to try and use our resources to help, as I mentioned, continue to have the org home be successful and continue to go forward. John, I don't know if you just want to take 60 seconds, Matt, to talk about some of the things you've been thinking of about how it's going to help the ACE-based community.
Right. Well, and specifically to the training, you're on day 64, I'm on day about 84, so I'm about a month ahead of Robert. But so as I come in and looked at this, and as Brad said, the hosting service is providing sort of training focused on hostees. And as Brad suggested, the org home is providing more extensive. And so we're working at ways that maybe we can combine our efforts and streamline our sort of internal operations and let each side learn from the other. And that's just one aspect that we're looking at. We're seeing all sorts of synergies between having a hosting service as well as the organizational home under the Polaris umbrella. And as we sort of get deeper into this, I think there'll be more synergies we'll find even around software development. So we're looking to have each side better support.
So overall, how to have kind of an end-to-end solution that helps it make it easier for you, more efficient for you, so your materials are discoverable, findable on the front end, the back end can be ingested in your system much easier.
Other questions?
Can I ask a couple questions of the group?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So,
you're
so good on this. biggest fear, biggest concern, biggest worry the next year with ACE Space? Are you all committed, invested, sold your soul into it? Anything really concern you?
They spent an extra day in Cleveland.
Yeah. It's not to spook anybody or panic anybody, but I think we'll make sure as we're looking at the pain points as a board and also as an org home. So if you think of it and if there are things that come up, this is the type of feedback that really now is helpful, and this is in a community organization where you really have a voice to speak and go forward. So whether it's one-on-one, whether it's publicly, Please make sure these things are surfaced so that Angela, Brad, the developers, and the rest of the team, the board, can contrive to make it as easy and as efficient for you to migrate from where you are or to embrace something new that you've ever tried before. Thanks.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.